All right. Being transparent, opening up. When we acknowledge and feel our feelings, we put ourselves in position to move on. What are some of the reasons we may be holding on? Linda Bloom says we may be resisting letting the experience play itself out. We may fear that we'll be overwhelmed with grief, fear, pain, guilt, rage. So we short-circuit these emotions. There's a natural feeling process that will bring about the healing that we need if we'll go through it. And we end up doing things that inadvertently get in the way of this natural healing process. How many of you have found that there have been times when something was going on in your life and you just didn't want anyone to know, number one, that it was happening. And if they did know, you did not want them to know what you were truly feeling about it, what you were truly thinking about it, what you were feeling. And you really didn't want to deal with the matter yourself. You preferred to just let it remain somewhere in your subconscious. And you push stuff back, you push stuff down. How many of you, whether you finally decided to deal with it solo, on your own, or you began to seek help from a professional, and you began to realize that as you worked through it, as you talked through the situation, as you allowed yourself to go ahead and feel through it, you began to heal. Just think about if we would allow ourselves to just go ahead and heal naturally, rather than push down and push down and push down, ensuring that we remain unwell. Again, Linda Bloom says there's a natural feeling process that will bring about the healing we need if we'll just go through it. How about embarrassment? Sometimes people are embarrassed and ashamed when their life isn't going smoothly. They don't want anyone to know they're suffering. They keep up the image of having it all together, but underneath there can be sadness, grief, resentment, anger, rage, guilt, shame, fear, and other feelings. And sometimes our lives are not going smoothly because others may have put roadblocks in our way. Sometimes life isn't going smoothly because of decisions we decided to make. Actions that we've taken that we don't want people to know about. And as a result of having done what we've done, there are feelings inside of us. Resentment, anger, rage, guilt, shame. And remember what Linda shared with us. If we feel through those feelings and let the natural process work, there's a natural feeling process that will bring about the healing we need. We stand in the way of our own healing by hiding. Guilt. It's the nature of the inner guilt tripper to take a tiny seed of truth and blow it way out of proportion. Left with our own minds and no one to reality test with, we can start to believe that the messages in our mind are the truth. Some of those messages are true, but not all of them. It's seductive to believe the voice in our heads because there may be a kernel of truth to what that voice is saying. But even if there is some truth to our complicity in creating the breakdown, we still don't have to suffer endlessly without any self-forgiveness when we bring our guilt to a trustworthy, compassionate confidant. They can bear witness and assist us to lighten our self-castigation. And once some self-forgiveness begins to occur, the heaviness subsides and our resilience is strengthened. A number of you have heard me talk about resilience a number of times. It's important, but we got to make sure that, as Linda's pointing out, we're not taking steps to weaken our resilience, but rather to strengthen it. And we strengthen our resilience by coming clean. And actually, coming clean can help us overcome the the feelings of guilt. Let's just face it, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the reality. When we have done wrong, we are guilty. We are guilty of having done whatever wrong we've done. And so we don't need to pretend and play games. We need to go ahead and just admit, you know what? What I did was wrong. I've got to stop this. Deciding to stop, admitting that it's wrong, thinking through this in a very, very mature way helps us forgive ourselves. Can you imagine, did it ever occur to you that it is extremely difficult? In fact, I would say next to impossible to forgive yourself for a wrong that you keep denying. You know you did it, but you keep denying it. You keep saying you did not do it. How do you forgive yourself for something you've never done? Why would you forgive yourself for something you never did? The only wrong we can ever forgive ourselves for is the wrong we admit we did. And so we keep all this energy, which becomes stored negative energy, negative stored energy, working against our souls, just like and our bodies, just like David experienced. And he meant that literally. Spiritually and physically, he was wasting away. As he said, until finally he confessed it to God. And that was only after God sent the prophet Nathan to confront him about having committed adultery with Bathsheba and having had her husband sent to the front lines of the battle, of the war that their nation was fighting, in order to be killed so that his faithful soldier, Uriah, would not find out that his king, David, had had sex with his wife. He wouldn't confess that to anyone. Oh, folks knew. He wouldn't confess it. He wouldn't get it out. And so after a while, it began to eat away at him spiritually. And eventually, it began to eat away at him physically. He could not heal because he would not confess. He would not acknowledge. He would not admit. So many of us in that same predicament. And we want God to forgive us. But it's extremely difficult for us to believe that God has truly forgiven us. Because we will not forgive ourselves. And to put a little bit more clearly, we cannot forgive ourselves. We believe God will not forgive us. Why? Because we cannot forgive ourselves. Why can't we forgive ourselves? Because we refuse to acknowledge our wrongdoing. And so we pass on to God what we believe about ourselves. I can't forgive myself. And so if I can't forgive myself, God can't forgive me either. If I don't forgive me, God won't forgive me. And so is the converse of that true? If we go ahead, confess what we've done, and then as a result, put ourselves in position to forgive ourselves, and then finally, truly forgive ourselves, do we make it easier to then receive the forgiveness that God wants to extend to us? Guilt. Got to overcome it. Self-forgiveness. Anger at self. Let's take a look at that one when we come back. No matter where you turn, you can't hide yourself. Well, tomorrow.